This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wonderful people, welcome to my channel. We'll do the 17th worksheet today, here now. General and specific. This is more from the neurolinguistic system. It's got about 23 questions. Download links for this Excel sheet is in the description box. You can download and work out whether you are a general kind of a person or a specific kind of a person. Why is this important? Well, all parts of the personality are important to figure out. Technically speaking, if we wish to get ahead somewhere, knowing who we are, how we are operating. In the pie chart there, you can see the specific is 41% and general is 59%. So this person, test case, is more of a general viewpoint individual. Yes. So what is this broadly speaking? Let's just quickly go through the description. If you are more of a specific type of a person, you will be concerned about specifics of a situation or a task or a project or a business or anything, daily activities. Your conversations are likely to be long and drawn out to cover all the details. Specific details, to be specific. While focusing on details, you sometimes forget the overall purpose, the big picture, so to speak. If you are more of a general kind of a person, which in this case it is, you look at situations from a bigger picture and speak in general terms, avoiding the detail. These are the macro people. Specific people are the micro people, right? It's fairly simple to understand. You move conversations onto different topics in preference to discussing details. You want to switch from one subject to the another very fast. You don't want to get into specifics, the general people. They are more of jack of all, master of none, also you might say. Specific people are more of mastery of one thing and one thing only, to the exclusion of the bigger picture. And as usual, each one of us has both, yes? It's not black and white. Nobody is fully general. You have to be specific about some things. So in the questionnaire, you take about those 23 questions. You will find out quickly, quite quickly, which is more dominant in your personality. That's what we are trying to address essentially. The dominance of specific aspects of subconscious mind. Astrologically speaking and psychologically speaking, if we know this drive, all it means is that's the energy you are using most of the time, be it your natal chart, Navamsha chart, whatever it is, even in astrologically, yes? So what are the advantages and disadvantages of being specific and being general? They are both to each, as usual. Specific advantages are they are very comfortable working in details and excellent at spotting small mistakes, like QA, QC people, for example, quality control, like engineers, for example, like the information technology code writers, for example. You know, they need to see each and every line of the code. Now, of course, artificial intelligence will do it for you, but nevertheless. So specific people cope very well with large documents and small print. These are the fine print people. You can even say these guys will do very well in legal and legislation, right? There's all those small print things that they make you sign on in order to give you a loan. Disadvantages can get bogged down in detail and work away happily, even though the purpose may have changed and the goal has changed, target has shifted, may be perceived as pedantic or fastidious. There you go. So all the nitpickers are very specific kind of people. So if you have more of specific going on in your chart, You should select professions which are very nitpicky in nature. Sit in a bank somewhere as a clerk, you know, picking out things from an account, or be a tax collector of some kind who can sit in behind the cubicle, behind their screens all day long and nitpick away every little thing that a person has not done. For example, accountancy, nitpickers. Engineers as in coding and doing very micro things like production unit on a factory floor, for example. I'm not saying any of this is bad in and of itself. It's just that they have more of a dominant specific trait going on. Yes? Advantages are they're good with details. If I had to pick something from astrology, it would be more like Virgo. Very nitpicky. Disadvantages, they don't miss out the real picture. The target may have changed. Company goals have changed. Your quarterly targets have changed. Now everything changed. In a dynamically moving environment, this will become a disadvantage because they are still sticking to old rules and regulations, so to speak. Yes? These people are still always wanting to go back to, let me do it the way it was. Well, the world has changed. Everything has changed. Are you going to move forward with new stuff? Shall we make up new things? No, I want to stick to the same things. Comfort zone. The general people, on the other hand, their advantages are they make a good strategist or a planner or a concept creator and can generate big ideas because they are the large thinking people, which in this case, our test subject happens to be 59% is quite dominant. They are the large thinking people. You can also call them global thinking rather than local thinking. You can call them in terms of neuro-linguistic system as chunk size big. General will be more of a chunk size big. Specific will be chunk size little. Both are advantages, remember that. The disadvantages, however, in case of general ones are they may appear to have head in the clouds. They may feel uncomfortable holding a detailed conversation. If you start getting narrowing down like a magnifying glass into a specific topic, they'll be like squirming in their seats, so to speak. It's like, nah, I don't want to go down that road. You know, I just want to stay away in the general zone. Frustration with details may result in too many ideas and too little execution. See there? Even general has disadvantages. They may be very poor executors. Lots of ideas, but not getting any stuff done. These are the people who are jack of all, who can talk over a number of topics, have read books on a number of things, yet never seem to get anywhere or get anything done. They are full of big ideas, but no execution power. See there? That's the disadvantage right there. So it's not always the question of one thing or the other. This is what I want you to take away. It's always a balance of energies. Even in a chart I have seen, all astrological charts I have done reading so far, where the person asks for their personality reading or whatever it is, it's always a balance of energies. You're leaning more towards one side. We need to bring it back to the center in order to carry out a meaningful life. Okay. Now let us consider the astrological aspects. I have stuck in Rahu as the specific guy and Ketu as the general guy. In each chart you will find this on the opposite side of the houses, opposite spectrum, 180 degrees apart in an astrological chart. Why this selection? You ask, okay, so Rahu is an extremely focused guy, breaks all boundaries, goes into wherever house it is sitting in, explores all the aspects pretty shamelessly, if you ask me. Rahu is shameless to the max, okay? It'll go to the specific details. It has an extreme amount of focus. Rahu, or the north node of the moon, take it from me, wherever you are, that's where your focus is. A lot of focus energy goes there. General person, on the other hand, is Ketu. He's more of a generalist. He goes on the broad view of things. He's that liberalist we saw in the previous worksheets, yes? Ketu is a liberal guy. Very, very liberal, at the same time, very general. overview of things, a broader view of things. Ketu can take integrative approach on a broader perspective. Rahu will take specific aspects on a specific issue. See how they are opposite ends of the spectrum? That's how it is related. Okay? So I'll see you in the next. Take care, be safe.